This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Some people just don't know when to hang it up. When they are not as popular as they think they are, they get full of themselves. Welcome, everybody. I'm not one of them. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. We are not full of ourselves here, that's for sure. We have a lot of fun. And that's all it is, tongue-in-cheek fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do deliver serious news, and I don't think this story is necessarily serious, but it does sort of speak to something that we've all known, and it has to do with the media. There's a guy who prided himself on needling Trump, but he doesn't needle Biden. His name is Jim Acosta. And Jim Acosta now has a weekly, I don't know if it's weekly or daily, but it's a TV show. I think it's daily, right? And I asked myself this question because I saw a clip and I said, why did this guy not stay in the field? He made himself a household word, not a good one, but a household name by going after President Trump wrongly, misinformation. He's a putz. We all know that. But at least he was a putz you knew. Now he wants to switch. And it reminds me of the show Broadcast News. You remember that? Where Albert Brooks so wants to be a broadcaster. And who was the guy that, oh, geez, I can see him. He's William Hurt. I think it's William Hurt. He plays the suave broadcaster with Holly Hunter, who everybody thinks is dumb. And Albert Brooks is supposed to be, he's the smart guy. He's the guy that knows all the locations of the countries and all this. Meanwhile, William, what's his face? He's just a pretty face that reads the news and knows how to do it well. And when they finally give Albert Brooks the chance, he sweats to the point where they can't keep him, the cat's out of the bag. He gets so nervous, his underarms are showing, sweat's literally rolling down. I mean, it's a funny scene if you haven't seen the show. It's been years. Broadcast news. So when, Jim Acosta gets his show, I was thinking, what makes people think that this dude can switch from being a reporter to this? And I'm going to tell you, politics aside, Jim Acosta reminds me of a weasel. He's that weaselly dude at your job that lets them know that you took a ream of paper, you know, or you took an extra pen out of the thing, or that you photocopied your kid's recital so you didn't have to do it on. Yeah, he's that guy. He's a troublemaker for no reason. It doesn't matter that you work 4 extra hours every week that you don't put on the clock, or he doesn't care about that. He wants to be the narc that tells on you. In school, he was a teacher's pet, or the guy that let people know that you went off campus to smoke a cigarette, or, you know, he's that dude. Well, comes back to haunt you. It said, following New Day co-host Brianna Kyler's spectacularly bad week hosting CNN's poisonously partisan Democracy in Peril, Carnival Barker, Jim Acosta, received his chance to audition for the primetime slot formerly held by Chris Cuomo. And through 3 days, Acosta did even worse. Now, I will tell you that I don't believe there's anything about this that surprises the audience. You may not have even known that Jim Acosta was auditioning, but somebody's got to replace Chris Cuomo, right? And who better than another vapid leftist who's going to do nothing but spew more venom against us? So Acosta gets his chance, and of course he blows it. But let you in on a little secret, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It doesn't matter who they pick. No matter who they pick, the show will not be successful. CNN doesn't want to adjust to this. They need to change the formula. If CNN were to put in a moderate conservative, or I'll tell you what, see, I don't even know that that's what I would call it. How about CNN just put somebody in that's going to tell the truth? See, I could do a lot for that role, and I'm not vying for it. By any means, there's a part of me that would love to get it. Let me tell you why. I'd love to kick Fox's butt, but I don't want to bring CNN's numbers up. That said, I'd love to bring CNN's numbers up if it was to bring a conservative audience and introduce some of these lame brain dead leftists to a real brand of conservatism, a.k.a. the truth. So you can see I'm torn. I'm torn. I could have my agent submit something over there, but they don't want to do that. They want some more leftists. Look at the MSNBC lineup. Man, it is nothing but a bunch of harpies over there still criticizing Trump and criticizing conservatives on a daily basis. And I'm telling you, you got to we play clips of some of these, and it's a lot of black chicks. They're getting rid of Joy Reid, but they're just replacing her with younger versions of her, which younger, prettier versions. But they're all ugly on the inside. But, I mean, Joy Reid, what more do I need to say? What more do I need to say? Let's go back to this thing. It says, among the shows he lost to, Costa fell behind a Hallmark movie, History Channel's Forged in Fire, a rerun of Everybody Loves Raymond, Property Brothers, and yes, My 600-Pound Life. Jim Acosta couldn't even beat the chubbies. People would rather look at morbidly obese people trying to lose weight than watch Jim Acosta. CNN, is this thing on? What are you people trying to do? Ruin your network? But he's not the only one. Ratings are down, folks, for every one of the cable networks, including Fox News. Oh, Fox News, oh, we're number one, we're number one. You're number one because you have no competition. Holy crap. The Hodge twins get more viewers. Steven Crowder gets more viewers. I'm not belittling them. They have massive audiences. But I'm saying they can do a show and they get more people on their show than these people get. Than even Hannity gets. So all these cable news networks are down. Look at the poll numbers for Biden. Look at the poll numbers for Harris. Look at the poll numbers for Democrats in general. Look at the poll numbers for issue-based polling of leftist issues all down. And it's a very common reason for it. It's all leftist stuff. People are sick of it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is a weird story, and I debated on do we even want to cover it, because it isn't mainstream news, but I think it's kind of interesting. An election official in Connecticut, she gets charged with murder after she shot her tenant dead. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Now, when I first see this story, I'm thinking, Connecticut? Probably a lefty, you know, a Democrat. As it turns out, Ellen Wink is a 61-year-old Republican deputy registrar of voters in Norwalk, Connecticut. And they've got a $1 million bond because she shot someone who lives in a home that she owns on Nelson Avenue. And the victim is identified as 54-year-old Kurt Lametta, who was renting the home where the shooting took place. Wink was his landlord, lived in the house next door on the same street. Now, the police responded. It was right before noon. It was a disturbance involving two inside the home and found Lametta had sustained multiple gunshot wounds. Now, I'm chuckling not because Lametta was shot, but just because of the circumstances, because I know a little bit about the story, having read ahead. Anyway, detectives placed Wink, this woman, under arrest. For for shooting him, because it turned out that she indeed shot him. Now, I love how they describe Lametta, whose nickname was Puff, and he worked in construction. And they said he was remembered by one longtime family friend as a gentle giant. Now, I'm going to go on. The Hour of Norwalk, which I guess is a newspaper, reported that records show Wink was arrested in September over another incident involving a tenant, only identified at the time as a 54-year-old. The tenant told officers he'd been living in the home for a year when he came back one Saturday to find Wink locked him out and threw away his clothes, jewelry, cash, and other belongings. Records say Wink did not dispute the tenant's account and still denied him entry. And after ignoring requests and warnings from officers to unlock the door, Wink was arrested and charged with criminal lockout, first-degree criminal mischief, and fourth-degree larceny, and the case was pending. Now, they say Wink and the victim in this case had numerous interactions over the course of a month. She then was very clearly showed her anger towards the victim. That anger escalated to the point where she shot him in his home. She brought the home to the house and shot him yesterday. This is according to the story. That, in the state's view, shows she is a very dangerous person, and her anger guides her finger. Okay. Now, here's where the story gets interesting and why I wanted to bring it up. The relationship between the landlord and the tenant first began to deteriorate September 20th when Lametta allegedly stopped paying rent and Wink wanted to sell the home. Now, I want to stop for a second there and put ourselves in this situation. So, recently, I just sold a home. Now, I wouldn't have rented it because it was being rehabbed. But let's say for the sake of discussion that you have a renter and you say, listen, you can rent from me, but I will be rehabbing. And I'm going to sell my home at some point because I need to get the equity out of it and buy myself another home. I don't know what Wink's situation was because she had a house. But whether who cares, right? It's her house. It's her property to do what she wants. And Lametta essentially became a squatter. And he didn't want to leave. Now, I've had some experience with this. I think for people that have heard my show before, I'll tell you, I had a house I was going to flip. And I redid it. And ended up not flipping it because I wasn't getting the price I wanted. So I kept it. And it was, it wasn't a ton of money, but it was enough for me to say, look, I'm going to get a renter in there for the time being, because if worst case scenario, I'll change the carpet, whatever. So this young guy, I run an ad, and a young guy comes over and he says, hey, I want to rent it. But he goes, I'll be honest with you, sir, I don't have good credit, da 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 da. And he gives me a story. He drove to my house 35 miles away and tells me, here's my story, but I'm willing to give you whatever you need. And he's got the cash in his hand. He says, I'll give you first and last month's rent. I'll give you a security deposit right now. So, and he says, I just need a chance to, get reestablished. He sold me on it. So I did it. And I wrote him out a receipt. Here you go. And he says, we're all good. I'll pay you on time. I'll be a good tenant. I believed him. Stupid me. Well, month goes by, no money. Second month goes by, no money. But I still had a security deposit. But now I'm into my money. So I go to his house. I go to my house. I go to where he's living, which is my house. And he sees me. And I'm like, you got a problem here? And as he's opening the door to the house, I follow him in. And he's a big kid. He's like, what are you doing in my house? And I'm like, you got it wrong. It's my house. And we have this conversation, and I'm looking at him, and he sees in my eye that I'm going to get my answers. So here's what he tells me. He says, I know my rights. You can't do anything to get me out of this house. And he gives me all the legalese of what I can't do to him and how he can stay there. And I will tell you exactly what I told him. I said, you may think you're going to stay in this house, but if I have to, I'll burn you out of this house. I'll burn this house down so you won't have a place to be. That's how determined I am to get you out. But here's what I promise you. Every single day, I'm going to be here to whoop your butt. And I said, and it can start today. But I'm going to promise you this. You will be out of this house one way or another. Now, I probably could have gone to jail. I was more than willing to. But you're not going to gangster me over my own house. And see, this is where we are, in my opinion. We've gotten to the point where the laws protect the people who are obviously taking advantage of you. Look, if I'm a deadbeat landlord like Charles Rangel and these slumlord Democrats in these big cities, I get why the laws are written. But when you're being a good landlord and these people can take advantage of you and they can homestead, or I don't know what, how they sharecrop, do whatever in your house, and you have no recourse, that's what drove this woman to do this. And here's what, how the story goes. In a conversation with a 911 dispatcher following the shooting, Wink allegedly said she'd gone to Lametta's apartment to do some cleaning when he suddenly came at her. She also expressed she was so tired of this guy that she had kept telling him to get out and she'd had enough. So anyway, by the way, here's a little insult to injury on this story. She was not removed as deputy registrar of voters. So she may keep that job while she's in prison. Now back to what, why this got me. Number one, it hit me close to home because I had a tenant like this. And for all intents and purposes, this could be me. But I predict it could have been many of you. And laws should not be written to protect deadbeats. And I think this is where we are. Look, go back and look at the things that we're talking about. Look at the situation with leftism and ask yourself, who wins? Who wins in the end? The people who are cheating win. Teachers don't want to teach, but they want pensions. Unions don't want to work, but they want pensions. But you work your butt off and you end up in jail.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. President Biden says governors and mayors know how to get things done. Biden hosting a meeting of the National Governors Association at the White House and predicting the United States will emerge from the COVID crisis stronger. He added the nation must do more to curtail the surge of gun violence and violent crime. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are sounding off about America's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Oklahoma on Monday. The quake's epicenter was near Medford in the far northern part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love these stories of people who have tried to get to Donald Trump. And I say this, again, with no agenda on the Trump thing. I don't care. I mean, Trump's a big boy. He can fight for himself. He's good at fighting. He's white and he can fight. And he does not need Kevin Jackson to do his battle, to fight his battles for him. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've done multiple shows on people who've tried to get to Trump. Mitch Halpern wrote a bad book about him. Michael Wolff wrote a book and got beat up by leftist media. Nora O'Donnell just crucified him on his show when he was talking about how he had access to Trump. And she was like, you had 2 hours of access and passing. He didn't sit down with you for this book. But the dude acted like he was an insider. Omarosa, where is she? Hey, who wants to employ Omarosa? If she can't make a living doing something on her own, trying to come up with her own fashion line or something, that nobody's going to hire that chick. Scaramouche, where is he? He writing books. When he first got hired by Trump, I didn't even know who he was. I actually had a modicum of respect for him. I have zero respect for that clown at this point. All the Trump naysayers, the Bill Kristols and who is the bow tie with George Will and others. Many of them. You know, the only ones that survived because it was people like, I'm missing any names, but Dana Lash and Glenn Beck, right? And many others, Guy Benson. These guys hated Trump and did anti-Trump. And the only way they survived was when they came back and went, well, you know, I'm really, so, what's his face? The guy that's, geez, Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro was a vapid anti-Trumper. He survived because he started changing his tune. And he found a billionaire that was willing to back him. By the way, any billionaires out there? I'm just messing with you. Not really. So a lot of these people they bit the dust. And rightfully so, because see, here's the thing. If you're going to tell me something truthful about Donald Trump, then I'm cool with it. Did you say, well, he's a bit brash or whatever? Okay, it may not be your style. I'm a bit brash. I may not be your style. It's okay. We don't have to love each other. We don't even have to like each other. But when you lie, that's a problem. And see, that's what people were doing. They were lying about Trump. And I told you guys, one of the things that I got one time early on when Trump was running was how much money. He's a Democrat hiding out as a Republican. He's running as a Democrat. You know, and so my team went to work. I said, is this true? Let's figure this out. So we pulled all of his FEC records, who he donated to. And I remember being on this show, saying, okay, here's the data. He gave a fraction of the money to Democrats that he gave to Republicans. And what he gave to Democrats, he gave to mayors. $50,000 to Rahm Emanuel. Why? Business in the city. $50,000 to Bloomberg or de Blasio or whatever. Why? Business in the city. It was so easy to connect the dots. Trump gave money to the people who could lessen his red tape. He was essentially, look, here's what's so beautiful about it. Trump was buying political favors on the cheap. That's why he got into the race. He was like, man, do you know how little money it takes to sell, to get these guys to sell you out? I looked at his reports. I want to tell you, and I may be stretching it. The most money Trump gave a Democrat was $50,000. This is a billionaire. $50,000. If you slap Trump upside the head, $50,000 will come out of his ear. I'm just saying, that's no money for him. But he gave $50,000. That was the most. And I think he gave it to Emanuel. Why? Because he was. If you look at the timing, he was probably trying to get permits in a city, and the mayor could make a phone call and get it done. And Trump was like, small price to pay. I would have had to bribe the union to pay the mafia $1 million. I made $50,000 a donation to a mayor, and I get it done. For him, it's a business calculation. But what he gave to Republicans was far more. It wasn't huge money, by the way. But it was a lot. Say it was $250,000 versus $50,000. But it was much more for the Republicans. So, debunked. And I wrote a piece about it, and I said, here are Republicans, because it was so-called conservatives, Republicans who were spreading these lies. And I would write these articles and say, look, if you don't like Trump and you prefer another candidate, I'm cool with that. But stop spreading lies. See, I'm not talking about misinformation the way the left, like you have an opinion about Wu Flu or something else. If you say, look, like one of my best buddies, he said, man, I just don't like him. That's a truthful thing. That's your opinion. But don't make up a lie to support the idea that you don't like him. That's what hacks me off. So going back to what I was starting with, people who try to scam you on Trump, they don't win. Michael Wolff was lying about his access to Trump because he wanted to sell books. Omarosa wanted to sell books, wanted access, wanted to build her career. I could go on. She was lying. Now, understand that we might not even know who Michael Avenatti is or Stormy Daniels are without the Democrats' plot to bring down Trump. See, they had used Stormy Daniels to bring down a senator. Larry Flint hired this prostitute, an adult film star, to bring down a senator, and then she ran for senator. And they were trying to do the same thing to Trump. Now, I remind you, folks, the Democrats wanted Americans to believe that a billionaire playboy, good-looking guy like Trump, I mean, when he was younger, I don't think what you want. I'm not trying to say one way or the other, but he wasn't a bad-looking guy. Would have to pay a hooker $130,000 to keep her mouth shut about an affair. Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes or even get people sanctimonious about, Kevin, you seem to condone this or that. Don't put putting words in my mouth. I don't really care. But I can tell you this. When you get into the rarefied air of the super rich, they don't need to hide very much. Do you think that Melinda Gates didn't know about Bill's trips to Epstein Island? Because if you do, I got some land in Antarctica I'd like to sell you. It's beachfront. What about pro athletes? I can speak definitively on this subject. And I can tell you this. Most of their wives know about their shenanigans. The girls who pursue pro athletes already know there is a code among the pro athletes' wives in their livelihoods that you're saying, look, I'm going to live in a lap of luxury. He's going to do what he wants on the road. And when he gets home, he'll be husband and father. It's what it is. Now, I don't know what Trump had set up, but here's what I'll tell you. I don't believe for one second this guy said, oh, my gosh, that Stormy Daniels would be great to, you know, to, whoo, I'd love to be with her. So I'm going to pay $130,000 to get what most women, as Trump would say, would allow him to, you know, do whatever they want. But he's going to pay $130,000 to this, you know. I don't believe it. See, this is one of these areas where I cry foul because I have common sense. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, he could have had a propensity for prostitutes. He could have. You're exactly right. There is a very, very slim chance that he had that. The problem is nobody else came forward. And there's another problem. Stormy has a reputation for doing exactly what she was trying to do to Trump. Just putting it out there. So I don't believe it. And I also think that if Trump had done it, by the way, you remember they tried to do an undercover sting with another woman, and Trump said, it's undercover. And Trump goes, you know, look, I don't know why they're trying to ruin your reputation. You know the deal. You know I didn't try anything with you. And you can hear him. They had undercover, they put operatives in there, and Trump came back. He was like, it's a nuisance. Now, had he been guilty, he would have been pulling a Bill Clinton. Well, I tell you what, listen, if they call you, don't say anything and let it go, and just we'll handle it. And if you don't say anything, I mean, she would have been, there was no video, no audio, nothing of that. Anyway, now we got porn stars Stormy Daniels detailed how her former attorney, Michael Avenatti, allegedly stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in book advance from her and lied to her about the missing funds. See, birds of a feather. I love this story because this is the way the world is supposed to work. This, the truth comes out. Avenatti is ripping off his own partner, a person he's supposed to be representing, and she's trusting him, but they're both scam artists. And look what happened.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I overheard some older ladies the other day at the golf course. I was out just hitting balls. I was just practicing. I didn't go play. And I always try to take about 30 minutes just to, you know, keep the dust from settling on my game. And so I overheard them, and they were talking about, they were setting up their foursomes, and they were all arriving and like, oh, you know, hey, Susan, hey, Shelly, whatever, you know, all the old lady names, Edith. And one of them was new. They were like, oh, well, so-and-so's not going to make it. And the lady goes, oh, really? And she goes, yeah, she thinks she might have COVID. And the one lady goes, but is she sure? And she's like, well, yeah, that's kind of the thing. She took two tests. And she said, one of the tests came back negative, but another one came back positive. And I almost wanted to chime in and go, do tell, please. Because I wanted to know, did she take the same tests like in a row, or was it two separate days or things like this? And of course, you guys know what I've said about the test. You might as well just hold your finger up in the wind and go, did I test positive or negative, or flip a coin? Or just call a friend and say, hey, how do I sound to you? Do I sound like I might be sick? Okay, well, I got it. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Now, why am I telling you this story? There were nine women, older women, getting ready to play. Whew, I'm glad I didn't play that day, because you don't want to be behind old women when they're playing. They just take forever. Just is what it is. You can call me a misogynist or sexist or what, but the guys at the drive, when you go to the golf place, they'll tell you. I was at one place. They told me, they said, Kevin, you are so lucky you got in here right before those women. I was like, really? He goes, oh God, cause they get the most complaints. These women don't hit. Look, they're older women. They don't hit the ball this far. I digress. But here's my point. All these older women, and they're having a discussion around Wu Flu. And you could sense from them that they weren't believing the hype. Now, I don't remember all the little details. I'm not going to give you all the nuance, the whole thing. But some of them were like, yeah, I don't trust those tests. Others were like, I just don't believe all the infamy. And it was like listening to me saying, you know what? I'm not buying it. And there were eight or nine of them. And they were, one of them even said, oh, heck, she should have just come on. Meaning, I'm not afraid of getting it. And that's the one that got me. I was like, she should have just come on. Almost like, we're in the open air. We ain't going to get these are women. Y'all think I'm kidding? I don't know if you believe me or not. I think you do, because I'm not making it up. But these are women that were probably, I'm going to be generous, in their late 60s, early 70s. They were in the group that should be concerned. If she go, oh, I didn't want her around me, I would have thought it was going to be sheer panic. Nope. They were just like, should have come. No big deal. I don't even trust it. She's probably okay. One of them said, well, is she feeling sick? And I don't remember the answer. So I'm just saying, these tests are bogus. If you were manufacturing Wu Flu tests, wouldn't you like it to where you could sell something that you say, look, I don't know if it works or not, but it might give you a good reading. You might try it. Yeah. Good luck. Because that's all the manufacturers are doing. Joe Biden says they shipped, I don't know if it was vaccines or tests, but they're shipping both. They're making these tests. They're shipping them all over the world, and they're in this supposed humanitarian effort. And I'm going to tell you something. If you follow that money, you'll find out there's nothing humanitarian about it. It is a complete and utter money grab. They're making these tests for pennies on the dollar. They're selling them for hundreds of dollars, certainly tens of dollars. And they're running away to the bank laughing. They're funding Democratic nonsense. If you think that $6 trillion is going for something legit, you're out of your mind. It's funding Democrat malfeasance. That's what's happening. Anyway, the hits keep on coming for this Wu Flu scam, because like those women, more and more people are discussing this. And I am floored by the number of conversations being had around this scam. I gave you one. I could give you three, four others over the last 2 weeks that I've either been involved in or overheard. So The Hill wrote this thing. It was a new poll finds that more than 60% of U.S. adults who tried to get an at-home Wu Flu test reported difficulty doing so, underscoring problems with testing access. So they still... I don't know what this poll is trying to tell you. Does it really want you to believe that everybody wants to get tested? They show long lines for testing. I'm going to tell you, I have been in CVS. There's a CVS or Walgreens. I don't know which one. By my house. And I went in there for something. I don't remember what it was. It was close. I know what it was. It was, some lip balm. And I get in there. And, of course, there's no testing. So I was curious, and I asked the clerk, because they always go, did you find everything you need? And I go, yeah, you know, I got my little lip balm. And I go, just out of curiosity, you got a lot of people looking for Wu Flu COVID test? And she goes, no. Now, there's a thing on the front. We're out of tests. So I get that, well, if you're out of tests, nobody's going to ask. But are they asking when are they going to be here? Nothing. There's no sense of urgency. But here's what they do. They want you to believe that there's no test. Everybody's looking for the test. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 62% of U.S. adults who tried to get an at-home coronavirus test in the past month had difficulty, compared to 38% who found it easy. Well, let me tell you how easy it is. If you go on Amazon, you can get it if you want it. But here's the thing. 62% of those, did you catch it? Who tried. Those who tried. Now you're saying, Kevin, what's the distinction you're making? I'm making this. Did you try? I haven't tried. I don't want it. So they want it to sound like there's scarcity. So many people are getting these tests. For all intents and purposes, in a population of 50,000 and 10 people tried and 6 of them couldn't get the test, they technically meet the obligations of this story. Because I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that unless you were feeling sick, you didn't even try. And if you did try to get a test, it's only because it was a factor of employment or something like that. That's why you would try. I had a friend of mine, she called me. She said, she's a social media guru. She says, she's going to take a trip to Arizona. And she says, you know, if I happen to be there free for lunch, let me know. So, well, I'm not, so I couldn't make it. But she said she and her husband canceled their trip to Hawaii because they didn't want to sit through the quarantine. And, of course, I think you can take the test and go there and wait 5 days. I think quarantine dropped to 5 days. But she says, no, we just canceled. I'm hearing restaurants in New York that require the vax. Starving. The owners are going, what's going on here? Restaurants who don't require it, who say, no, well, and I don't know what the details are, but I saw something on this. The ones who don't require it are thriving. The ones who do are not. This is going to be a topic of discussion for some time, folks. And I'm challenging people, hold firm. Hold firm. We are absolutely crushing these idiots, and this is with them having everything in their favor. Media, social media Gestapo, vax Nazi doctors, and you're starting to see videos circulate of doctors saying, I'm one who's been persecuted because I used a protocol or a cocktail that was curing my patients with early intervention, and I'm in trouble. Video after video, my buddy Andy Franco sent me a video on it. I've gotten at least 3 others, all different, by the way, of doctors coming out saying, enough is enough. Folks, we're making a difference. And don't be swayed by these statistics. These are statistical manipulations to make you think something that's not really the case. We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.